That's a pretty random question right out of the chute here to start the show. What are the breasts of Katy Perry like? Are they, hey, give me a ballpark. Do you have any idea if you pay close attention?
If I had to guess, I would say she's 32 or 34 double D.
Double D?
I would guess she's a double D.
Man, I didn't know they were that big. I don't know how I haven't noticed. Apparently, the talk in the story and all the gossip rags this morning is that she is considering, it's not definitive, but she's throwing around the thought of a breast reduction. And I read that, and I thought, I never knew Katy Perry's breasts were that big. So I guess she's given some thought to a breast reduction.
Oh, see, I thought that that was back when she was younger and they were so big. And now she's like, I love my big boobs.
Oh, is that the...
Yeah, that's what I thought. I saw the
headline about Katy Perry and breast reduction, and I took that to mean that she's thinking about one now.
No, this, if you go into read, it was when she was younger. I think she said she was like 12 or 13 or 14, and she said she was a heavier kid, that she was, you know, kind of chunky, and she had these big boobs, and it gave her a lot of back problems. Well, when she grew up, she lost that baby weight, but she still had her boobs. And she was like, oh, I like my boobs now that I don't have the baby weight to go along with them.
So oh, she's thank a fan God. Now. So there will be no breast reduction going on.
In fact, there was, I just looked it up because I know one of my friends joined this group on Facebook a couple weeks back, and it cracked me up. It's called Katy Perry's Boobs. And you can go to this Facebook page and you can like it. And people will post their pictures when they've met Katy Perry and like show her boobs in the photos that they've taken with Katy Perry. It's pretty funny.
They're obviously impressive breasts. They're obviously noticeable. The fact that I haven't really checked these out in depth yet. I don't know. I need to join this group. I'll check it out. Does anyone else have a page dedicated to not just them, but their breasts and where people can submit photos like that? Any other celebrities?
I'm not sure. Give me a celebrity and I'll look it up. This one's
Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton's boobs.
Fan page Dollywood.
Let's see. No, there's not a fan page for Dolly Parton's boobs. Someone needs to go ahead and start that. Why don't you be the one to start that?
Who else? You could probably do better than Dolly Parton. Whose breasts do you admire from far, JC? Anybody jump out with just amazing breasts?
Why are you going to put me on the spot with breasts? I don't know. Katy Perry's, I've noticed hers before. Those are very nice.
Hers are hard not to notice. I'm trying to think. Who else is known aside from Dolly Parton for... Really?
Oh, Pam Anderson. Pam Anderson.
Yeah, let's try her. Pam Anderson's.
Well, and the evolution of those breasts, because implants and then reduction and then taking them out and then pumping them back up again. It's just that would be a good timeline type page just to follow the life and times of those breasts.
Nothing on Pam Anderson's boobs. We have Bring Back Pamela Anderson. We have Pam Anderson is So Hot, I Do Her and I'm a Girl. and that's pretty much it.
I saw that on your link. I saw that on your likes.
I started page. That one.
Playboy's given her $25,000 for her next spread. I don't know how many times she's been in Playboy Pam Anderson. It's been a bunch, but the latest spread will be $25,000. She's going to give all that money to charity. Will be donated to charity. So here we go. We're up. We're running. We are online. Website is markandmercedesradio.com, and the phone number this morning is 364-9400. Just right off the top, want to make sure everybody knows that, yes, more winning today. Lots of buzz on this cruise, and we don't blame you guys for wanting to win it. This thing is incredible. We're doing some Disney winning all week long. We start with family four packs of tickets to Disneyland. They're the park hopper tickets, so you can go back and forth between the parks. Two-day park hoppers, and then you qualify for the grand prize. It is a trip for four aboard a special preview cruise to the Bahamas on the all-new Disney Dream. It's going to be a phenomenal trip. 720 for the details, 740 for the first shot to win. You know who gets to go on this thing?
Who?
Pomai.
Oh, yeah, she was telling me about that. That's going to be so fun.
Yeah, so Pomai will be escorting you on the cruise. She gets to check it out. I'm like, dang, Pomai, one of the perks of the job. Nice. Going on the cruise to the Bahamas.
I have looked into these Disney cruises before, and they just look amazing. And one great thing about them, and this cruise is no exception, is they dock at this place called Castaway Cay or Castaway Bay or something, and it's Disney's own private island in the Bahamas. They own their own island that you can get off on, and they have stuff going on there. And oh my gosh, I saw that, and I'm the only thing that, you know, I worry about, and I've never been on a cruise. Do you get seasick, or is it just so big that you can't feel the water underneath?
That's what I've been told, unless it's an unusually rocky cruise. I've never been on one, and that's my biggest fear of getting seasick, and I sort of have a little claustrophobia thing going, and I know that those, you know, the halls and your rooms are kind of cramped on most cruise lines. There's just not a whole lot of space. That freaks me out a little bit. Never done it. Everyone I've talked to that has gone on a cruise swears by it,
and they
go again and again, and they say you will love it, do it, and you know, that first time, once you get that first one behind you, you'll be good to go for life.